This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. USDA has followed through with plans to seek public comment on implementing a second beef checkoff. The plans in response to failure by the current beef checkoff working group to reach a consensus on changes to the checkoff. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack stated all representatives in the checkoff have agreed the program needs more resources. Vilsack said USDA is stepping up at a critical juncture to help achieve the industry's goal. The comment period is open until December 10th. The notice will appear on the Federal Register today. Comments may be submitted online at regulations.gov. The National Corn Growers Association is urging the Army Corps of Engineers to delay work on the Mississippi River that would shut down a portion of the river channel to barge traffic. The Corps of Engineers Thursday announced they are shutting down 5 miles of the river near Memphis for 2 weeks to all daylight traffic. NCGA Vice President of Production and Utilization, Paul Bertels, says the timing of the work is problematic.
They're calling it like mat lane or something, but really it's some bank stabilization and levee work, the way I understand it. So, you know, it's important work. It has to be done. What we're saying is, hey, you're timing it really, really bad. With all that's going on, this is the absolute worst time to be doing this. And in addition, hey, the grain industry could be incredibly dynamic working around issues that we know are coming. I find it hard to believe that you couldn't tell us that you guys were getting ready to shut the river.
Bertel says while the river will be open at night, it won't be enough time to get all the traffic through.
And it goes both ways. So, you know, loads of grain heading south, or, you know, either empties or northbound product coming north. I mean, you know, last I heard is they were still hauling salt into Chicago and Pittsburgh and places like that. So, you know, you have a lot of product that's moving both ways. And sure, the river's open at night for traffic, but the problem is you don't have enough time to clear each day's backlog during, you know, just 12 hours of dark.
In the letter from NCGA, it stated the association believes the closure could create backups as long as 75 miles. The closure could result in delays of grain shipments, bringing potential financial implications on farmers. According to data from Farm Business Farm Management, over the last 3 years, Northern Illinois farmers have grossed about $1,100 per acre. This year, that figure will drop by about $300. It'll be even lower next year if the University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke's projections are on target.
And the reason for that is twofold. One is for 2014, we're using 220 bushels for Northern Illinois as our corn yield, multiplying that by a 340 projected price. 2015, we're projecting yields go back to something closer to normal, and we're at 195. Price goes up to 380, but it still results in lower revenue in 2015 compared to 2014.
Gross revenues are made up of three components: crop revenue, government payments, and crop insurance payments, if any.
Crop revenue has gone up since 2006 because of higher prices, higher corn prices, slightly, almost a doubling of corn prices in 2006 onward compared to 2000 to 2005. The other thing that you'll note is that government payments were higher during the 2000 to 2005 period. They averaged about $62 an acre compared to about 2022 for the last several years, and we're projecting payments at about $40 an acre for 2014. So that'd be higher than it was in the past couple years, but we're having lower gross revenues now, so the countercyclical part of it's working, but it still will be less than the 2000 to 2005 period.
That's University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Every time the heat and humidity of summer combine to stir up a thunderstorm, many farmers hold their breath because they know what hail can do to standing crops. You can breathe a little easier if you have crop hail protection from Country Financial. It provides acre-by-acre coverage and offers a longer coverage period than most companies. Plus, this year we've added a $45 individual plan and $90 group plan along with our existing replant coverage options. Find out more today. Contact me, Wayne Schaefer, Country Financial representative. Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
What are people saying about Illinois Farm Bureau? Jim and Mary Lawner, Macoupin County farmers and Farm Bureau members, have plenty to say.
We like the idea of the organization starting from the local membership. You can voice your concerns and issues and know that your viewpoint will be listened to. That idea can go from a local policy to the state and national levels. We know that our viewpoint actually counts.
The value? Viewpoint. Our members' voice for agriculture. Call Macoupin County Farm Bureau and ask about other Farm Bureau values. Illinois Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2% and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
Area schools have applied for and are receiving grants from the St. Louis Dairy Council. Nutrition educator with the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Fickrey, went more in depth on their Dollars for Dairy grant program.
For the past couple years now, St. Louis Dairy Council has offered Dollars for Dairy grants to schools. And these are grants that schools can apply for. They can receive up to $2,000, and it's to help increase dairy servings throughout the school day, you know, during school meals, breakfast or lunch. So I will be visiting several schools in the local area that applied for our Dollars for Dairy grant and received the Dollars for Dairy grant.
Now, why are schools so interested in these grants? Is it an endeavor to have more options in the school diets?
I think they're always looking for new ways to kind of entice their students to eat and also to provide them with healthy foods that they really do love. And one of the schools I'm visiting has started a smoothie program. So they are offering smoothies for both breakfast and lunch. And smoothies are a great way to not only increase the amount of dairy in the diet, but also to add some servings of fruits in there as well.
And how does a school find out about this grant program and then apply for it?
Well, we do have information that's posted on our website. And after the first of the year, starting in January 2015, we will have a new application form available for them to review. And of course, one of the things I do as a nutrition educator is I'm out and about in the schools and visiting with them and letting them know about the opportunities that are available. It's really been an interesting program. We've had many schools do different things with this. Some of my schools in the past have purchased glass front dairy merchandisers so that students can purchase things like milk, string cheese. Sometimes they'll have cheese cubes in there, and even things like chocolate pudding so the kids can purchase that. They've done that. I've had schools start breakfast in the classroom, which is an interesting program, and that almost has either doubles or triples the number of students that start their day with breakfast. So that's been an awesome program.
And we have heard from you that breakfast is a very important meal of the day, so that is great for the schools to be doing that.
Absolutely. Children need to start their day with breakfast, as all adults do as well, because it really is the way to kickstart everything and get them ready and prepared to learn at school.
So it sounds like there is a lot of free rein for what the schools can do with this grant program.
Right. We have certain, you know, rules and regulation strategies and things like that we make available to them, but they really determine what the best fit is for their particular school, the best way that they can use it. So it gives them, I think, a lot of opportunity to figure out how they can use it and make it better for their school and also for their students.
And you said that we have had some area schools that have successfully applied for this grant program. Do you mind sharing what those schools are?
Sure. Actually, I will be visiting Nokomis Junior High and High School, and they have started a smoothie program this year for their students, offering that at breakfast and lunchtime. Last year, we had Litchfield School District apply for a grant, and they had a glassfront merchandiser, again, where they offered extra dairy foods. I also, later this year, will be visiting with Hillsboro High School, and they just needed extra storage for some of their dairy foods, so they're using that for extra milk, for cottage cheese, and I think they are also doing yogurt parfaits. That's been something that's been very popular with students as well. So it just gives them an opportunity to try more things and, again, hopefully make the food choices healthier for their students.
All right, very good. Sounds like a great program. And once again, if schools want to find out more information about these programs, where can they go?
They should visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And you can also, if you want specific information, email our info account. So that's info@stldairycouncil.org.
Again, that was nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council, Joyce Fickrey. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.